高三英语高考练习九。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation,and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. What a surprise to see you here. Where is Tina?
Tina is away on holiday with her parents and asked me to work this week instead.
Question. Where is Tina?
2. Are you going to the football final this weekend?
I'd love to, but the ticket is difficult to get. I will watch the live show of the game at home.
Question. What is the man going to do this weekend?
3. Which one do you prefer, going to the restaurant or having a nice meal at home?
I'm not eating anything tonight. I don't want to gain weight.
Question. What will the woman probably do tonight?
4. Shall I check the emails for you, Mr. Anderson?
No, thanks. I did that myself this morning.
Question.What's the possible relationship between the man and woman?
Five. The meal at the Italian food restaurant cost us $80. Shall we tip the waiter?
Of course. Let's leave him 10% of our bill.
Question. How much will they tip the waiter?
6. I usually do some shopping on weekends.
Shopping is necessary, but I would rather do some sports, for example, playing table tennis.
Question. What does the woman usually do on Sundays?
7. Lucy, have your parents ever lied to you?
Not even once.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Did you meet our new sales manager yesterday?
You know I've been abroad on business for a week.
Question. What does the man mean?
9. I don't know what's wrong with my camera. It was just a month ago that I had it repaired.
Don't waste your time and money anymore. It's a very old camera and it is quite worn out.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10.Shall I call you to let you know about our new project?
By all means.
Question. What does the man mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and you will be asked 2 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice.But the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. New research shows that Earth will have more than 9 billion people by 2050. The world population is currently estimated 6.4 billion. Most growth will take place in developing countries in Africa and Western Asia, especially in countries with young populations and traditionally large families. India is expected to pass China as the world's most populated nation. By the middle of the century, the report says India will have over 1.5 billion citizens, an increase of 50%. China currently has 1.3 billion people. The population should increase about 10% by 2050. Most industrial nations will see a drop in their populations. The only big exception is expected to be the United States. The report says the United States will remain the third biggest nation. The population is close to 300 million now. Close to 300 million now. It is expected to reach 420 million. The report says this will be because of immigration and low death rates among babies.
Now, listen again, please.
New research shows that Earth will have more than 9 billion people by 2050. The world population is currently estimated 6.4 billion. Most growth will take place in developing countries in Africa and Western Asia, especially in countries with young populations and traditionally large families. India is expected to pass China as the world's most populated nation. By the middle of the century, the report says India will have over 1.5 billion citizens, an increase of 50%. China currently has 1.3 billion people. The population should increase about 10% by 2050. Most industrial nations will see a drop in their populations. The only big exception is expected to be the United States. The report says the United States will remain the third biggest nation. The population is close to 300 million now. Close to 300 million now. It is expected to reach 420 million. The report says this will be because of immigration and low death rates among babies. Questions. 11. How many people will our Earth have by 2050?
Which country is expected to have the largest population by 2050?
According to the passage, which of the statements is true about the United States? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following story.
There are many unusual hotels around the world. In Greenland, there is a hotel made of ice, open between December and April every year. In Turkey, there is a cave hotel with a television, furniture, and a bathroom in each room. And in Bolivia, there is the Salt Palace Hotel. Thousands of years ago, the area around the Salt Palace Hotel was a large lake. But over time, almost all of the water disappeared. Today, the area has only two small lakes and two salt deserts. The larger of the two deserts, the Uyuni, is 12,000 square kilometers. During the day, the desert is bright white because of the salt. There are no roads across the Uyuni Desert, so local people must show guests the way to the hotel. In the early 1990s, a man named Juan Quesada built this unusual hotel. He cut big blocks of salt from the desert and used the blocks to build it. Everything in the hotel is made of salt. The walls, the roof, the tables, the chairs, the beds, and the hotel spa. The sun heats the walls and the roof during the day. At night, the desert is very cold, but the rooms stay warm. The hotel has only 12 rooms. A single room costs $400 a night, and a double room costs $600. Do you want to book one?
Now, listen again, please.
There are many unusual hotels around the world. In Greenland, there is a hotel made of ice, open between December and April every year. In Turkey, there is a cave hotel with a television, furniture, and a bathroom in each room. And in Bolivia, there is the Salt Palace Hotel. Thousands of years ago, the area around the Salt Palace Hotel was a large lake. But over time, almost all of the water disappeared. Today, the area has only two small lakes and two salt deserts. The larger of the two deserts, the Uyuni, is 12,000 square kilometers. During the day, the desert is bright white because of the salt. There are no roads across the Uyuni Desert, so local people must show guests the way to the hotel. In the early 1990s, a man named Juan Quesada built this unusual hotel. He cut big blocks of salt from the desert and used the blocks to build it. Everything in the hotel is made of salt. The walls, the roof, the tables, the chairs, the beds, and the hotel spa. The sun heats the walls and the roof during the day. At night, the desert is very cold, but the rooms stay warm. The hotel has only 12 rooms. A single room costs $400 a night, and a double room costs $600. Do you want to book one?
Questions. 14. What is unique about the Salt Palace Hotel?
Where did the salt used for the hotel come from?
16. According to the passage, what is true about the Salt Palace Hotel? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Mary. How are you getting on in Shanghai?
Not bad. It's really a nice place. And you?
Not bad either. I hear you went to New Zealand this summer. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, it was a very pleasant trip.
How did you go?
I flew. I took Air China, one of China's best airlines. And the in-flight service was really good. By the way, where did you travel?
I flew to Singapore. Unfortunately, the weather was bad and I didn't see anything except clouds. But I liked Changi International Airport very much, especially its modern terminals and facilities. And I was also deeply impressed by the city-state of Singapore. What was your flight like?
Oh, I had a good flight. The weather was fine and it took only a few hours to get to Wellington.
I think it's much more interesting to travel by land or sea. You can see the country so much better.
That's true, but flying is easier for long journeys.
What were your impressions of New Zealand?
Well, it's really a wonderful place with many attractive sceneries here and there. I wish I could visit it again sometime in the near future.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Mary. How are you getting on in Shanghai?
Not bad. It's really a nice place. And you?
Not bad either. I hear you went to New Zealand this summer. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, it was a very pleasant trip.
How did you go?
I flew. I took Air China, one of China's best airlines. And the in-flight service was really good. By the way, where did you travel?
I flew to Singapore. Unfortunately, the weather was bad and I didn't see anything except clouds. But I like Changi International Airport very much, especially its modern terminals and facilities. And I was also deeply impressed by the city-state of Singapore. What was your flight like?
Oh, I had a good flight. The weather was fine, and it took only a few hours to get to Wellington.
I think it's much more interesting to travel by land or sea. You can see the country so much better.
That's true, but flying is easier for long journeys.
What were your impressions of New Zealand?
Well, it's really a wonderful place with many attractive sceneries here and there. I wish I could visit it again sometime in the near future.
Questions. 17. Where did Mary go last summer?
How did Mary think of her trip?
19. Which of the following is true about the man's summer vacation?
What's the woman's impression of New Zealand